Thank you, Don. This is Gijs with the Wednesday conference call arranged by Winfrey. It is January the 7th, 2015, and here we are worldwide live through BBS Radio. Thank you all those who are joining in this call through BBS. This is, as usual, a simulcast for the conference call. We have a few people on the line here, and we are still a few minutes away from the hour. So let's hang in there. Every time you hear a ding, that is another calling in, as just happened. Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Cleo from Connecticut. Good evening, Heis.
Hello, Cleo. Good evening to you. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Cleo.
Hi, how are you guys?
Wonderful.
Good.
The next caller joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you.
This is Marilyn, Pennsylvania.
Hello, Marilyn. How are you?
Hi. Cold.
Cold.
Freezing here.
Yeah. Stay under the blankets. Well, I'm glad you're here, Marilyn, and welcome to the next call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry from Dallas. Welcome to the call.
Hello, everybody.
All right. And somebody else joined in after you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, everybody. Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Welcome back. How are you?
Oh, getting better.
All right. Also called at your end?
Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Vaughn from North Hollywood.
Vaughn, how are you doing, brother?
Happy New Year. Never
Happy
better.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
All right. The next caller, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Percy, North Carolina.
Hey, Percy. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say, please hang in there with us.
Linda, Orangeville, California.
Hello, Linda. Welcome to the call. How are you?
Thank you. I'm just fine. How are you?
All right. Is it Orangeville?
Orangevale.
All right. Welcome.
Here's Sacramento.
All right. Great. More people joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Steve in West Palm Beach. Oh, I'm sorry.
I picked Steve. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. And did I hear Jim?
There you go.
Welcome. Please say your name and location.
RLK, Aurora Seco, New Mexico.
RLK, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Don, Northern Ohio. Hi, how are you, everybody?
Good evening and welcome to the call, Don.
Thanks.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Steve, John, we welcome you, man.
Yes.
Thanks for being here. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hi, Marilyn. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
All right.
A beautiful day.
All right.
Flagstaff.
All right. Let's see. Did I have everybody, other people who have joined in that I didn't notice? If so, please say a name and location. All right. Let's see. It is almost 6 o'clock. I welcome all those people that are joining in on BBS Radio online. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Martha from Spokane, Washington.
Hi, Martha. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Good
evening.
Welcome.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Marshall, Lakeville, Illinois.
Hey, Marshall. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
All right, man. Thank you for being here. And the next caller, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Terry in Northern California.
Hi, Terry. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Hi.
Just fantastic. I'm in Northern California with you.
You're right near me.
I'm near Chico. You're higher north, I bet.
I'm right near Penn Valley, Smartsville, right above Yuba City, Marysville.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, guys.
In, I believe.
Yeah.
Win.
Jeez,
I'm surprised you recognize my voice.
How are you doing, Wynn?
You know I don't answer that question.
I know. I just wanted you to be quiet for a moment. And thanks for being here, man. You got the email out early today.
Some people don't think that's early.
All right. I think we had somebody else join in. We welcome you. Please say your name and location. If you want to.
Do we have Terry on the line?
No, we do have a Terry on the line, but not the Terry.
Wait, yes, she is. I see her there. Terry, are you there?
That is your counsel.
I'm here.
Oh, you are?
No,
Oh, Terry.
Hi.
Okay, yeah, you tried in there. Great. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Well, good, thank you.
And we had a few more people. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Chris, welcome back. How are you, brother?
Hey, good. What's up, Ice?
Another day, man. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right. All right, we keep the lines open here for a moment longer. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Jackie.
Hello.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Welcome to the call. And who else is here? Please say your name and location.
Hey, Catherine in San Antonio.
Hello, Catherine from San Antonio. Thank you for being here.
Hello. I'm Lori from Portland.
Hello, Lori. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Lori, you know all this started in Portland, don't you?
Yeah, I do know.
Right, at the Rose Festival.
Oh wow! Didn't know that.
That was the funniest story ever. Okay.
Well,
Robert and Glendora.
I'm Lori from Portland.
Hello,
Lori.
Let me tackle this line.
Okay, let's get
Valerie from Concord.
Hi, Valerie. Welcome to the call. Did I cut you off? Hold on. Hi, Valerie.
Hi. Valerie from Concord, California. Sorry.
Valerie, do you know Francis in Concord? Valerie?
I'm sorry. Listen, yes.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hi, Valerie. I just wanted to mention one of our longest-standing attendees to our calls happens to live in Concord. Sometimes it's good for people to meet each other, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but I'm just mentioning that.
Now, she's in the process of moving to Martinez.
Francis is?
Yes.
Okay. Martinez is fairly near to Concord, isn't it?
Well, yes. So yes, it's a bit south of the Southern Bay Area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the matter?
Let's see. Let's keep talking here in a moment. When your phone is not up here.
Oh, wait a second. Terry is coming in here. She says, I have her earphone, and she has mine. Is that right? You know what? Here we go.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Turn it off. All right. Hello, Jim. I see you're here. Thank you for being here. Lines are muted. Wynn, I can't hear you. Are any of you back yet? All right. I welcome all those people who are joining in online through PBS Radio. This is the Wednesday call. You have questions. We have answers. as Vin and Terry are fighting over the headsets. We stay calm. Terry.
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, okay, but I'm trying to get the earphones to work. I hate to channel directly into the phone, the cell phone.
Yes. Get yourself settled and. I see Win is on Skype, huh? But not back yet. Win, I don't know if you're talking, but we cannot hear you. All right.
I
Are you near Win or not?
Yeah, let me go back there.
All right.
They can't hear you.
Vin is probably talking away. Well, Happy New Year to everyone. 7th day of January. It is fantastic to have a group of, I would say, like-minded people that are coming to these calls. You probably know that there's also a project called Team Shift, for which you can sign up online. And we are in small groups, like a few people, a handful of people, that come together on the phone, on a conference line. Per group, we have a conference line assigned. And then during different times of the day, depending on which group you're in, we come together and we put stuff in the light. I've done it a couple of years, and it's effective, a great place to be. And if it speaks to you, then I would say look into it and sign up for it. All right. We do have a little technical difficulty with Win, his line. Let's see. Okay, he dropped out completely. He was on Skype. And we have several, I would call them new people, people who have not been that long calling in. You probably know that we have three calls a week, three conference calls with a group, which is on Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific.
I'm back. Wednesday,
3 p.m. Pacific, and Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific. Welcome back, Win.
Okay. It's all Terry's fault.
You sound better now, so that's good.
I do. Okay. All right. Let's get started right away.
I think Terry dropped out. Let's see. Yeah, Terry has dropped out.
Terry...
Her phone line.
Okay, well, let's hope she'll get back on soon.
Okay. I see Jim is also with us. Jim, you want to check with Terry, please?
Well, she's probably turned her phone off and turned it on again. And,
okay.
Hi, Darwin.
She might be having trouble. Hi, Darwin.
Hi, how you doing?
She may be having trouble getting on, okay, because I couldn't get on the regular phone line. I had to get on Skype. But let me get started, okay?
All callers are muted. This conference is being recorded.
This is January 7th, 2015. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Wednesday night
question and answer call. And I know we have some new people that have been paying attention to us after they discovered us through George Norrie. And I thought I'd give you a few things I've learned about how this works. And this is a very unusual thing we're doing. And normally when people first discover us, they try to fit it in to like a paradigm that they're familiar with, okay? Like religion, which it's not. Or like metaphysical things, which it's not. But it is, but it isn't. And, there's things to cross over. The thing that makes this really different is that for whatever reason, I've had such an amazingly strong story about my own experience that you have to look up my story. And obviously, what happened to me is real. I could not make it up. So the question is, who are we talking to on the other side, and can you trust them? Because anyone that comes from a particularly religious background is going to say this is impossible. Of course, they don't say it after the fact. After the fact that after you're dead, they celebrate you. But otherwise, you're demonic. Now, I always tell people, please consider that possibility. I did, probably for 3 or 4 years. Not that I was demonic, but that my sources were who they said they were, and that I could trust them. And I still constantly check it out. And very often times, when somebody new discovers us, it's like they mock it up as if there's this great spirit that we're talking to that can fix everything. And, please fix this, please fix that, do this, do that, heal this, do that. And overwatching this for a period of time, a lot of things do get fixed and healed for people, and sometimes they don't. And I've been observing very carefully because I want to give people the most very best way to how to approach this themselves. Because one of the fundamental principles of this work is what the Ra group calls the Law of One. And the Law of One means there's only one of us. There's only one energy in the universe. And it's subdivided. And we are part of that energy. I see Terry there. Good work, Terry. The Elohim is part of that energy. And they're at a higher level of, you could say hologram, you could say matrix, you could say dimension, but maybe they're at the highest level. Terry, you're making a lot of noise. Are you okay?
I can get this. Hello? Well, my headset paired.
You can't.
Yeah. I'll keep trying. I'll put it on mute.
Well, why don't you just use this? All right, never mind. So it's very unusual to talk to beings. And let me just say, if they are beings, because I want you to test it. It's very unusual to talk to beings at this high level of matrix. And to test that, everything I said there, you have to test. Are we talking to beings? Are they at high level of matrix, okay? And then what does it mean when that happens? Well, what way I've learned it is that the reality in this realm, our reality, is totally downloaded from higher frequencies.
And everything connects up to the first cause, and it moves through dimensions, timelines, and ends up as our reality. And when something shifts in our reality, we all want things to shift. We want our world to shift. We want our governments to shift. We want our health to shift. We want our children to shift. When something shifts in this realm, it's very hard to get it to shift at the level it's on. In other words, you all know that, probably. You know, we tend to go through the same patterns over and over again. In order to get something to shift down here, the shift has to start in a higher dimension, and then it translates to a shift here. And it has to honor free will. It has to honor the free will of all beings if you're positive. And it has to honor the law of one. And it's like we have the ability to connect with higher dimensions in ourselves, higher timelines. We've all done it when we don't know we're doing it. We've had other calls where we've explained that. When time seems to move fast, sometimes people experience time moving fast on these calls. When you're having the experience of time moving really fast, I would say that at that moment, part of you is accessing the energy of another dimension where time moves at a different speed. When you're having a good time. On these calls, many people have said the time moves really fast. That means by being on the call, you're learning how to access a higher dimension where time moves fast. Then these higher sources probably are where time moves even faster. And when we start speeding up our own vibration, we start to puncture what's called the veil around our planet, and they can see us, so they've said. They can access us, we can access them, but they don't violate free will. So on some level, you have to ask for them, and then what happens is a part of you that's lower meets a part of you that's higher. Because in the highest truth, they're you, and you're them. You know, I am you, and you are me, and we are we, and we are all together. That's it. And just because they're Elohim doesn't mean they escape from this. And they're not our superiors, and they're not God in the way religion thinks of God. But they do exist. And they can help us pull our energies to higher frequencies, higher timelines, which allows us and get their help in transmuting this timeline, i.e. getting a healing, getting a synchronicity. And we've seen this happen for so many people over the course of time. We're doing this. And so the big difference between this, what we're doing, and anything else I've ever encountered, is in what we're doing, there's no such thing as prophecy. People always want to know, what's going to happen if I do this? What's going to happen if I do that? Should I marry this person? Is this a good relationship? We're going to ask them questions like that. We'll see how they answer it. But the thing about it is that everything is in a free will motion that everyone is creating. So, for example, if you're going to ask the question, will this relation work for me? It's like, as it stands right in this moment, it might not. But by tomorrow, you and the person have shifted things by the things you've free willingly done with each other. And suddenly the relationship can work. And If somebody said, based on this moment, it wouldn't work, they would create that. If somebody asked, is the world going to fall apart? You know, what it is in all these timelines, there are trajectories of, we could call them possibilities, possibility vortices, and they're stacked on top of each other. So in one possibility vortex, the world might end in 5 years. In another, it may go happily on for thousands of years. And which probability vortex is taking precedence? That's why we do these calls, because we're creating the potential for possibility vortices that may not exist if we weren't on the call, and if you weren't on the call, because we are learning how to recreate reality from higher dimensions. Will we do it? Remains to be seen. It depends on you, depends on me, it depends on how many people discover us, how many other people are doing anything like what we're doing on this planet. And many people are doing a lot. And so I hear you, Terry. Are you okay now?
I'm using a different headset. I'm using a wired headset because I can't get it unpaired with your phone, the other one. So I'm not using the regular headset.
Okay. Put the microphone a little further away from your mouth, would you please?
How's that? Is that better?
No. I mean, I can hear you, but it's mushy. It's not a great headset, you know? You know, in the future, I really think we should get this going 15 minutes beforehand. So
I agree.
Get on the call. You know,
I agree.
It's embarrassing for both of us, you know, because we got all these new people. We're making an impression, and, you know, we lose all this time getting the headsets going.
So, yeah, well. I had your headset, and I didn't realize it. Okay. Go ahead.
So let me see. Now I got to think. Oh, so in any case, when you're asking a question like, will this happen? Is this supposed to happen? What's going to happen in my relationship? That is, you can get answers to questions like that if you go to a psychic who looks at lower timelines, and they can look at the probability of vortices in the lower timelines. But our sources are not going to give you those answers because we are not in lower timelines. At least that's how I look at it. You have to, like, hang with this a while to get the feel of it. Because what happens, what I've observed, I didn't know this. I didn't know what I was doing when I started this. But I'm a very keen observer, and I've watched how it works and what's happened to people. They keep coming to our calls. And on some level, they start to access these higher timelines. And at first, they start to access it on the call, you know, and they feel, that was a really good energy, or I felt this energy in my room, or this. And after a certain period of time, many of them start to have this new timeline flow in their life. It's like putting on a new suit, a newer suit, and you have new possibilities. You have synchronicities. Things can happen around you. And you realize, and this is the key, you are the creator of your life. You are the creator of your life. So whatever you're not creating, you are the not creator. Now, many of us have obstacles that are unconscious, that are causing our inability to create things that we'd like to have. So the challenge is to learn these and to transform them so that you can hold the access to higher timelines And then things start creating themselves in a way that you would like to see, okay? Now remember, when I say in a way that you would like to see, when you're creating, you have to be honoring free will and operating for the highest good of all concerned. Otherwise, you're a service to self, and you're working kind of a black magic thing of doing spells. So once you just you have to keep that. None of us are completely wise enough to know whether that's true or not with anything we ask for. So you just keep asking, have the intent that those things be true, and that your consciousness will follow that intent. And on that note, we are ready to ask questions. Let me see here. Linda Whiteside, she just sent me a question. You know, Linda's asking about the U.S. dollar, 2015, major crash worldwide, the devaluation of the dollar. How will this affect the average citizen in the country? Do you see this as a strong potential? If so, how can we protect ourselves financially? I'm going to answer that, okay? I hope this doesn't happen, but I have been studying this also, and it certainly is a potential. When I wrote The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and I was studying the Wilcock channelings, they said, now this is like a really great answer for that. They said that they do see great economic things happening. And they said, ultimately, this is going to be of the utmost importance because in the way that people handle this, in the way that they help each other, in the way that they support each other, is going to cause an opening of the heart. And the hearts that open are hearts, you know, if you studied our material, you know there's a graduation. And in order to graduate, you need a 51% heart chakra opening. And this is going to cause a lot more people to graduate than would. And you can start out now. You don't have to wait for that. You start developing community. Knock on your neighbor's doors. I just saw a thing in the paper today where a group of people somewhere in this area are getting together to figure out how to store food. You have to be a leader, and it's basically just in case this happens. You have a bunch of food in your fridge. You have a bunch of water in your fridge. You have a bunch of people in your area that you can count on, and it's not so easy to do that. But again, you're the creator, and it's probably easier to do it now than when something happens. It would be as if you were had a really good friend and suddenly you got sick. Your good friend would probably be there for you. But if you're really sick, it's really hard to get a new good friend because no one wants the burden of someone that's sick on their hands. So it's kind of like if you start out now, you'll be prepared. And on that note, we're going to call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this call, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of the planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite, We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra Aaron, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are of the color pink you may possibly, after you've been on the calls for a while, become sensitized to seeing the color pink. It is a color that is generated when we merge with your aura colors. And we are honored to be with you. And we would like to be of assistance for those that would wish assistance or have questions answered. Do you have questions?
Yeah, this is a question from Gary Johnson in Encinitas, and he talks about kind of highs that people get from using drugs, psychoactive drugs, and that they're unsustainable. And his question is, are we humans capable of sustaining heightened perception, awareness indefinitely without any aid? If so, how can we move into this higher level of perception awareness and sustain it in a cohesive way? Is heightened perception awareness within us, or are we maintaining cohesively alternate realities, universes, or energy configurations? Thank you.
Thank you. When you are in the third density, it is a complex situation in that the body is a complex unit of self, of your higher self, your lower self, different organs, and they are all working together, maintaining the flow of energy through your body, maintaining the flow of liquids, being sure that your body is not dehydrated. All of those things, the vitamins that you take, the nutrition that your body gets, the digestive system having the good bacteria to be able to digest your food, they are all important. When a person takes drugs and sustains a high, it tends to burn up a number of nutrients, depending upon the drug, which gives the high, but then leaves a low as those nutrients are burned up and your body does not have access right away to more such nutrients, which tends to make a person wish to take more drugs to induce the body to the high. When one can burn the nutrients and make the nutrients available through good nutrition, good body care, having the system of the body, having the systems working very well so that they are able to sustain the person, and the person being in harmony with their life is something that is important. If a person ends up in an emotional situation, it is unrealistic to always sustain the high, as anger is a very important factor in one's life and can compel them to move to greater heights of achievement if it is used right, to have the same consistent high all the time is not of service to the individual. An individual needs to work, learn how to work with his chakras, with his power center, with his emotions, so that he, she can achieve the appropriate responses within their environment in any period of time. As far as being in a highly perceptive state, this is possible and can be achieved through working with the brain, through BrainSync. The Monroe Institute has a number of courses that can help one. Having an attitude of gratefulness can also help one to sustain the high. When one goes into agreement with a bad economic condition, one tends to reinforce that pattern, and it gets stronger the more reinforcement one gives it to maintain one's own philosophy, one's own gyroscope towards a sense of fulfillment and thankfulness for what one does have, can also help stabilize one to stay at a higher level. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question, and this is from Martin, let me see here, I think in Rhode Island. And Martin happens to be a ham radio operator. And Martin, I used to be a ham radio operator. I used to think when I was young, it was very exciting to come home from school and talk all over the world. And now it got even more exciting. Okay, but the question here has to do with the Ark of the Covenant. And before I ask this question, I'd like to ask, in the past, we've talked about the Ark of the Covenant. I don't know if we've ever done it in a public call, but it was some kind of thing that was actually designed by, I believe, ETs, and that it had some kind of energetic transmutative power to it. And I can't remember if it was positive ETs or negative ETs. And let me just bring us all up to speed and ask, what was the Ark of the Covenant?
This was a secret religious object that was carried from the tribes. The Jewish people had this object that they guarded, they kept isolated, protected, and they used it to bring through into the manifest realm some of the tough situations, to bring them to a point of resolving. These situations called for a solution beyond the regular solutions available to them, so they would bring the Ark of the Covenant and its power could be unleashed. There were connections from the Ark of the Covenant to the force within the pyramids, which could magnify the power to the point of even being able to kill if one got cut with of the arc. It was a secret weapon, so to speak, that was connected to the priests, to the physical pyramids, and it was revered by the Jewish people. Later on, there was a fake architecture that was constructed
Was the original Ark of the Covenant a creation of an ET group or the Anunnaki?
It was an Anunnaki creation, and it was given to the people, to the priests, to show the power, the backup power of the one known as God and the Anunnaki were posing as God. However, in some of the writings of Sitchin, this has come out.
That's interesting. Martin's question, and you may have probably almost answered it, it was, is it intentional that the Ark of the Covenant fits exactly inside the King's Chamber sarcophagus in the Great Pyramid of Giza?
It is not a coincidence.
Yeah. Thank you. Next question. Chris Blair asks, he has really been under negative attacks, and he just wanted me to ask about his negative attacks tonight. So it's affecting his health. Probably looking for some serious guidance on how to get over it.
Thank you. It is through meditation, through using the invocation, particularly taught that anything negative must leave now. The second part of it is within your own self to be totally ethical, to replace within your body the nutrition that has been lost in the past to drugs, to build up the acetylcholine in your brain, as this will give you a feeling of we don't wish to say euphoria, but a feeling of feeling better. Acetylcholine is one of the substances that is burned up in the taking of drugs. And when you can supply
the proper nutrients to your body, then your body will be able to ward off negative attack more easily. So it is a two-pronged attack here, part on with using meditation to leave the negative frequencies behind, focus on positivity, what makes you feel good, to listen to a song, to have a conversation, to get out of the house, to be around others that are positive, letting negativity go. And secondarily, to be very careful with your nutrition, having enough water so that you can let any toxins go. Those things will help for the ghosts of the night to refocus. They have a soul signature and a frequency to refocus to a different frequency. It may be hard to let that other frequency go, but then within your body to eliminate anything going on that is detrimental, is unethical, to just keep to the straight and narrow so that you can be of a different polarity within your own self than any negativity around you, and move, say, out of the zone of those negative beings, those negative shadows, those negative thoughts, to move out of the zone. Sometimes when one is working through something, they re-experience the vibrations of an earlier time when they were sitting in that situation. And as they get toward the realizations of what happened in the past, it can bring it in really strong, and it feels as if you will never move through it. But when you get to the basis of it, then you realize that on the other side of it, you are a very beautiful person, and you did not used to have these influences. And then you are getting more in the clear, and you can see for what it is. It is an added, unwanted add-on that is not you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Win, by chance, check your email.
Yeah. Okay. This is a question from Carolyn Chase in Arlington, Texas. And the question is a really good question. A lot of people think this when they first start reading our materials, and we talk about the heart chakra being open and graduating this realm. And, one of the things I realized is when I stopped thinking about it, then I knew I had it. It's kind of like, that doesn't mean if you're thinking about it, you don't have it, but it's like when you really overcome fear of death, when you don't walk around being afraid all the time, when
your kindness is genuine, and you have people in your life that are you genuinely care about, the family that you're building, either your family that you came from or other family, or, you know, coming into these calls all the time, it starts the building of a new family outside of everything else. And I know that there's people that have changed their path and have opened their hearts just because they're coming to these calls. So, but the question is from Carolyn, how will I know when my heart is at least half open, or what would be beneficial for me to do that will complement the process?
Thank you. One of the things that I see a great deal is to be open to receive love. And one of the ways that you can open your heart to receive love is to... is to give love. And when you give love, you then feel deserving of receiving of love. And it puts you in a loving space where you have given something freely to another. There are opportunities daily from simply opening the door for someone or smiling or giving them, sharing a little treat with them, doing something, taking them for a drive, taking them to the store, little things that do not obligate you, but it puts you in a more open heart frame of mind. Do not try to have an open heart frame of mind all the time, as appropriate emotions can come in, and when it is an appropriate emotion, this is helpful to you to handle situations that may be coming before you. Thank you.
Thank you. Question here is from Nabrovkis in San Antonio, Texas. And this is one of those questions that I was addressing at the early part of my preamble, where I said a better question and might be, what do I have to do to make my current relationship have the positive result I want to have? You see, that puts you into the creation of it, as opposed to the thought that it's destined. So I'm going to read both of those questions, and I'm going to let them answer however they want. And the question is, will my current relationship have the positive result I want it to have? And then I added to that, what do I need to do to make this present relationship move to the place where I'd like it to be?
Thank you. One of the things is be a good listener. Listen to the other person. Show the interest in them. Ask questions to find out where they are coming from. Put the focus from you or making an impression or trying to get a certain result onto the heart of the relationship. Listen carefully to the other person. Where are they coming from? And are you in tune within your own heart and soul to that? Do you find situations
where you go to a movie, say, and the other person really likes the same kind of a movie and experiences a burst of joy at an ending, say, and you experience a similar feeling, where is it that you and your other person coincide? Where do you have similar feelings? It can also be, where does she have areas where she excels that you would like to excel? And where do you have things where you excel, where she would like to excel? Because such a relationship can lead to a lot of growth, where people can move into a higher and higher state of bonding based upon their synergy, their ability to connect. If you find such a growth relationship, if you find that your partner and you can move together into the future in growth naturally, not putting on a happy face, but just experiencing joy together and knowing more and more about your partner, you will come to your own sense of whether this is the right relationship for you and whether this is going to be a relationship of growth that will last. And this does not mean always agreeing, as sometimes having disagreements can lead to more growth. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to end the call now. I want to thank our sources for being here. Thank Terry so much for being the backbone for this work. Thank all of you. If you asked a question tonight and I didn't get to it, please ask. You're welcome to ask it again next week. And I'm particularly focusing on people that never asked a question before. And thank you for your question. And I'll unmute everybody. And we'll say goodbye.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I love you all.
Thank you, Terry.